So, the world thinks the Netherlands is stubborn, and the cultural experts agree, although they do not see it as a bad thing only. But what does the Dutch public think? We asked a few people on the streets if they feel like the stereotype is accurate.
I do think that people that are not from the Netherlands think Dutch people are like that. But then as a Dutch person, I would say it's maybe more that we're taught to think by ourselves rather than just follow the rest. I don't know if I would call it stubbornness, but it's just like freedom of speech, I guess.
Well, I never thought about it as like a culturally Dutch thing or a stereotype. I thought that everyone in the world was like this, but of course it's not like that. But the more I see international people, for example, on social media, for example, people who come from America to the Netherlands, and they all pointed out that the Dutch are very direct and very stubborn. So the more I see international people pointed out, the more I believe that it's actually true, because freedom of speech is like one of the most important values here in the Netherlands, and I think that results in a little bit of stubbornness and forming your own opinion.
Lucas, who is Australian-born but has been living in Holland for over 15 years, can see the difference in culture as well.
Dutch people have, they're very opinionated, right? And so they've got a very strong opinion about everything. And they also sort of tend to think that everything is for other people to follow and not for themselves, you know, that everybody's the exception to the rule. So that obviously leads to a lot of challenges in terms of the corona rules and things.
And he is right. When asking people about what measures they had the most difficulty with, they shared the following.
I wanted to see all my friends at the same time. So I would visit with more than one or two people. And yeah, I hugged my friends again. So
I think at home, like when family or friends came over, the distance was not kept. And we would still hug sometimes and just sit at the table and not keep the 1.5 meter distance.
It was less strictly after 2 months, strictly in the sense of receiving my children. And I think two people for visit, I never obliged to it because we always were with our family, my children and their friends together.
Lucas points out the differences between the Netherlands and Australia one more time.
If there are five people wanting to have dinner at home and you think, well, you're only allowed to have two, yeah, for me, it's not, you know, I kind of feel pretty uncomfortable doing that. I'll just go, well, you know, we can't really do that because, you know, that's going against the sort of corona rules, you know. So, and over here, I'm pretty aware that, like, a lot of people do that, you know. You know, I can pretty much accept that it's like that for a lot of other people, and don't really judge the fact that people do that either. Like, that doesn't matter. Yeah.